Matthew chapter 14, we do appreciate the Lord, His goodness, His mercy, that surely does endure forever. Amen. Brings us to places that we've never been before and places that we're going to be one day in a little while. Matthew chapter number 14, we'll look at verse 22. And the Bible says, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him on the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when they had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed of the waves, and for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walk on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. And when they had gone on over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. I want to preach tonight for a little bit, if God will be my help on this thought. No room for doubt. No room for doubt. As we see this thing and we see it playing out, and Jesus, after He had fed the multitudes, He compelled His disciples and He said, hey, you need to get on the boat and you go to the other side. He was trying to break this thing up because He knew that what they had seen and the magnificent miracles that God had done through Him, that they would take Him and make Him a king. Amen? And He had no desire to be king. Praise God. He was the Messiah of God, the promised one of God. And He takes these disciples and He sends them to the other side. Well, the Bible tells us here that why in the process of this, at the evening, He went along to pray, and He's on the mountain praying. And while He's praying, the disciples is out there in the sea, and they're rowing, but their ship is being tossed by the sea. A storm comes up, praise God, and it begins to toss them. The waves are tossed of the waves, and the wind was contrary. If you've ever been out in a little boat, and you're trying to paddle that thing alone, if you get a headwind where it's blowing straight against you, you can paddle your arms off and not go nowhere. Amen. Amen. Me and my wife went down a while back, and my little boat quit, and I thought, well, I think I paddle a little bit, about three or four licks, and I thought, well, that ain't going to work. Amen. We was going backwards faster than we was going forward. Of course, I just missed up that and got the gas line plugged on real good. Took it off, plugged it back on, fired it up, and we went on down the road in the power. Amen. I won't say without the power, praise God, you'll struggle out there when the waves is contrary. When the wind is contrary, when the waves is tossing you, you'll struggle without the power. But I want to say there's a power and a force in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We see it tonight as we look at this, and I think about the Lord. He walked into them, and they thought He was a spirit, and they began to cry out. He was a spirit. He's the Spirit of the living God. Amen. He was the Lord Jesus Christ. And straightway, He spoke to them. Amen. He didn't leave them no doubt who He was. God will never leave you in doubt who He is. When He comes to you, praise God, He'll make it pretty evident who He is. The Holy Spirit will let you know, praise the Lord, that it's Him. And He said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. Amen. So Peter asked the Lord to help him to come to him on the water. He said, Lord, if it's You, He said, You bid me to come to You on the water. Amen. Hey, praise God. And so of course, the Lord did. The Lord said one word. You know what it was? Come. You know what, Lord? Praise God. If we want to get close, Lord, if we want to get to where He is, you know what one word He still uses tonight? Come. Amen. He's still saying come. He's still bidding all men to come unto Him. But I want to say tonight, there's no room for doubt, praise God, that God wants us always to come to Him. He's always wanting us to get closer to Him. He's always wanting us to proceed in His direction. Amen. He don't want us to go away from Him. He don't want us to fall away. He wants us to proceed toward Him continually. Amen. Because that's where the power of faith, praise God, helps us to walk. And when the seas are raging, praise God, the power of faith helps us walk on those raging seas. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because Peter did. Amen. Didn't it say that it was? He said the boat was tossed to waves and the wind was contrary. But he said, Lord, bid me come be walking on the sea. Praise God. And the Lord said, come, and he did. Amen, praise God. With the power of faith, praise God, we can walk on those raging seas. I mean, it don't matter how bad it gets. People say, well, sometimes it gets so bad, preacher, just don't seem like we can go no further. Praise God, with the help of the Lord, we can go as far as He'll help us to go, and He'll help us go all the way to glory. Amen. Amen. Hey, you say, well, I don't like walking on them rough seas, praise God. Hey, listen, I don't either. Sometimes it's something we have to do. And we just keep marching on, praise God, for the glory of God. And it's when we tread through those rough waters, amen, in faith, nothing doubting, that's when God gets the glory. Amen, praise God. The power of faith when we're walking on those rugged seas. Amen, praise God. When we're on that sea of iniquity and sin's all around us, praise God, and we just keep marching on anyway, we can see the power of faith helps us just to keep up when everybody else is doing all kinds of ugly things around us, praise God, we can march on for the glory of God. Amen. The power of faith helps us do that. It's faith, Lord Jesus Christ. Peter was able to walk on the water because of faith he had in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's the way he went. When the seas are raging, when the seas are full of iniquity and sin, when the seas are just eat up with temptation. Hello? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'd never be tempted. Yeah, right. Boy, devil's already got you deceived. Temptation is everywhere tonight. Oh, seas of temptation, praise God. We've got to march through them, but praise God, if we keep our eyes and our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of faith helps us to overcome the temptation. We don't succumb to it. Amen. We just keep a shouting the praises and glory of God and keep marching on. Amen. The rough seas, the iniquity, the temptation, praise God. Even when it comes down to the end of this journey, when we cross old chilly Jordan, when we got to march across that old Jordan, praise God, that's rough and it's a place of death, praise God. Through the power of faith, we can keep marching on. Amen. Jesus says, come, praise God. Say, all right, Lord, here I come. Amen. Following in His footsteps, praise God, He'll take us right across old chilly Jordan, take us into the portals of glory where we can be with Him forever. That's the power of faith, praise God. But when in order to have the power of faith, there's no room for doubting. We can't have doubting, praise God. We doubt, we mess ourselves up. Amen? Without faith, praise God, when we begin to doubt, we lose our faith. Faith is something that we have to have confidence in. We have to have our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody told me a while ago, I said, preacher, I just don't have much confidence in you. I said, well, I said, that's where you messed up. You put your confidence in me. Amen. Praise God. You need to put your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And He tell you the truth, didn't He? Take you in the right direction. I said, if I ever defer from the book, praise God, you tell me, and praise God, and I'll change my mind, but you ain't going to change the mind of God. Amen. He's absolute truth, absolutely. Praise God. I thank God for that, don't you? But when our faith is weak, we walk no more. Amen. We're not going to be able to walk on that water, praise God, if our faith's weak. We get out there and we come to a standstill. Now, let me just tell you something about water. This old boy don't do it well. I'm just straight up. I get out in water, Brother Bill, and as long as I tread and I keep a moving, I do okay. I mean, I keep my head above water. But I don't float. Now, my little wife, you can throw her out there and she bobs like a bobber. she don't have to flop her arms and frail around, kick her feet. But if I just stop and stand still in the water, praise God, I just go down like a metal rod. Amen, I do. If I stop moving, I just begin to sink. And so I've got to keep moving when I'm out there. Praise God. So I don't care. Because if I stop, I sink. And that's why we got to keep pressing on. Praise God. We keep moving forward. Because if we stop walking, stopping our faith, praise God, we begin to sink. Amen. We can't stop. We got to keep going. Amen. Praise God. We begin to, when the storm begin to rise up, Faith is weak, praise God. We see the storms arising. Amen. Sometimes it gets so boisterous that we begin to wonder if there's any use to go on, to press on, because the storms is just like one after another is coming at us. But I praise God, every time I get close to the end of one, seems like there's another. But I say, glory, hallelujah, God, I'm about out of this one. Praise God, hey, there may be another coming, but glory, hallelujah, the same God that brought me through this one will bring me through the other. Amen. Amen. That's just how He does. But He said, when we see the storms, amen, if we see only the storm, amen, we'll begin to fail. We'll stop and we'll sink. Amen. If we see only the storm. See what Peter said, he saw the storm, praise God, but he didn't see Jesus. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. We've got to see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, always before us. When the storms are raging, praise God, if we can look past the storm, we ought to be able to see Jesus. Amen. Every storm I've ever went through, praise God, Brother Scott, I realize that Jesus was the end of that storm, praise the Lord. He carried me through that, praise God, brought me to a place where I could come out of that storm. Amen. A lot of us been here, we've been around for a day or two, and we've weathered many a storm. Amen. We've come through a lot of storms. We've come through a lot of storms together. We've come through a lot of adversity together, praise God. We've gathered around. We've prayed together. Amen. And we've asked God to help us. We've trusted and believed without doubting that God was able, and God brought us through the storm. Amen. Pray, man, when faith is weak, praise God, it's hard to get through the storm. We'll see only the storm, and we won't see the God at the other end of the storm. Amen. And if we ain't very careful, we get weak in our faith, and we begin to doubt the Word. Begin to doubt God's Word itself. Amen. When we begin to doubt God's Word, praise God, God ain't bless us like you'd like to. And we've got to have our confidence and our focus in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe in what God tells us. So we can be hoping in this world in which we live. We can't be running around as doubters of what God has told us. In James chapter number 1, verse number 5, he says this. James chapter number 1, verse number 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. How do we ask? In faith. Amen. In faith. Nothing wavering. We can't waver in our faith. Amen. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. Kind of like Peter's situation. He said, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. He said, we've got to have a steadfast confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ if we're going to ask anything, expecting to receive. He said, if you ask anything in my name, praise God, you shall receive. Amen? He said, we have to ask believing. That's where faith comes in. There's no room for doubt, praise God, when we're asking God for things. We have to believe that He's God, that He loves us, He's our Heavenly Father, and He's there to hear and answer our prayers, to help us in our situation, out of our situation. He said, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now watch this, verse 8. He said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He said, we can't be double-minded. We have to have a singleness in heart when we approach God. Amen. We have to go to where He is expecting, praise God, Him to touch us and help us. Amen. Without doubting God's Word. When we get weak in our faith, that's when we begin to doubt. Hello? Ain't that when you begin to doubt, you begin to get weak? You say, well, you know, I don't know. I don't really know if God's going to, you know, work in this, or if God's going to hear and answer prayer. You just blowed it. Amen. You got to say, Lord, I know you prayed. I've put this in your hands. And God, I know you can. And Lord, I'm expecting you to do that needs to be done. Amen. Praise God. Just trust and believe. That's faith. Asking, believing that the Lord will. Because he that doubts, praise God, your faith becomes weak, and you begin to doubt God's Word. When you begin to doubt God's Word, what happened when Jesus said to Peter, He said, come, and Peter jumped out of the water, but he began to doubt God's Word. What happened? He began to sink. Like I do. Amen. He began to be like me and to be like you. He began to doubt. Jesus was there. Jesus said, come. He could see Jesus. But you know what happens? We take our eyes off the Lord. Amen. If we get our eyes off the Lord, our eyes off of His Word, we begin to sink. Amen. We begin to sink. And the remedy for that is, praise God, is just keep our eyes on the Lord. To just trust the Lord, praise God, to make the difference in our lives. Amen. It won't be nothing that we can get out of this world. We can have a whole boatload of works and things, but it won't save us. Amen. You can have just loads and loads of works. A whole boatload of works, but it won't save you. Sometimes works, the weight of them pull you down. Amen? You can have a whole boatload of church membership, and it won't save you. Amen? Church membership won't save you, but the Lord will. You can have a whole boatload of morality and good works, praise God. Amen? But it won't save you. Your morals won't save you, praise God. Your morals will help get you where you need to be, but it's faith in the Lord, keeping our eyes upon Him, that'll give us that thing. That's the remedy for where we need to be. Amen. Amen. So we see what happens in Christ when He gives an answer. He says, come. And Peter steps out, praise God, and he begins. The Lord offered him. He made a request, and God gave him an invitation. Amen. Hey, we make a request today. And I want to say this. If we'll trust our faith, God will give us an invitation to come. To come unto Him, to walk with Him, to trust in Him, to rely on Him, to just listen to what He says, praise God, and He'll help us get out of here shouting. We'll go out of here praising and giving God glory like we never have before when we put our faith and trust in Him, nothing doubting. Amen. No place to doubt. We're living in an obscure time. We don't know what's happening. Amen? We do not have no idea what's happening. But we know who does know. And He's the God of heaven. He's the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's the Holy Ghost of God that directs our path. Amen. They're saying now that there's new strains of COVID. And Dr. Fauci's all over it. I'm so proud to know that, ain't you? They said today that Dr. Fauci's all over this, and he's giving Mr. Biden, our president, all kinds of advice to handle this new strain of the virus. And he's saying now, but they're re-evaluating the situation, and it doesn't seem like the booster shots is going to be as effective as they thought they would. And they are shots, they're not vaccines. Amen? Amen. Amen. Vaccine they give you for polio, and you don't ever get polio. That's right. Shots they give you for the flu, praise God, and you still get the flu. If they don't give you the right priority. Amen. They're shots. And they're pushing shots. But say they don't know what's going on. But God does. And we have to come without doubting. We have to come believing, trusting in the Lord, not young. Because we're going to need Him before we get out of here more than we ever had. I'll need Him. You'll need Him. We'll need Him. The church will need Him. Our families will need Him. We'll need each other. Praise God. And if we stick together, nothing doubting, praise God. And we go with God. God Almighty's promise. He'd be there with us. He'd say, come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We get so frustrated over this mess. Things is happening all over the world. I try to watch different things, see different things so I can keep up with what's happening. I got a message today from Israel. A doctor in Israel, he said this thing in Iran is fixing to implode. See, Iranians don't tell you everything. Amen, about their country. There's a whole lot of them over there that don't like what's happening in Iran. And I know that you know this, but I'll just tell you, Iran is the biblical Persia. Amen. I'm wondering sometimes if Fauci ain't from an Assyrian. Amen. I wonder if he isn't probably maybe Assyrian descent. You say, how come? Because he's got all this power and control. He's the highest paid representative in the country that does nothing, knows nothing, and is never right. Amen? But in Israel right now, they said they're getting ready. The people are rebellious. See, because of being the nation that they are, they don't allow you to know this. They control their media. They don't show you the pictures of people rebelling against the people being hung off of a platform for faith, for believing, for trusting, praise God, for not doubting in the God of heaven. They don't like it. But they've proclaimed a day of rebellion. Amen. In March the 16th of 2022. Amen. They said they're going to rise up and they're going to rebel against the Ayatollah or whoever his name is, the supreme leader of Iran. Amen. But you say, why you said all that to say this? I say, God Almighty is still in control, and without doubting, we're going to have to put our faith and trust in Him, because we're not going to get through this without Him, without being totally in disarray. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. We can put our faith in Him. We keep looking to Him when things is going crazy all around us, when our children are running nuts, when the world is going crazy, and we can still trust God. Amen. And we can still see marvelous miracles because Jesus is still saying, come. Amen. And folks like us had just stepped out on faith, praise God. And we used to always put Peter down because he said the Lord bid him come. He stepped out and then he began to sink. Let me tell you something, friend. You get out there, and the waters and the tempest of this world, and if we get our eyes off of Jesus, you'll begin to sink also. Amen. Amen. You'll begin to go down, and you'll begin to need another help. So what's the answer? Praise God, Jesus is the answer. Lord Jesus Christ said, Peter had an appeal to Christ. Amen. Look what he says. He said, then when he saw the wind boisterous, verse 30, he was afraid. You ever been afraid? There's a whole lot of people in this world today that's afraid. I mean fearful afraid. I talk to people all the time. They say, well, let's understand. Lost people especially. Amen. They have no hope. They have no help outside this world. And they're looking. They're grabbing at every obstacle. It's like a drowning man. Amen. Trying to get a hold of a life raft. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they can't get a hold of it. And they're just wondering. They're grasping. What can we do? And then they turn to the government to help them. Amen. Like they do so much for us. Amen. But God Almighty's promised He would deliver us. God Almighty's promised He'd bring it through. So Peter appeals to the Lord. He cried out. Pray God. When he began, and he said, and beginning to sink, he cried. What we got to do, praise God, we got to appeal to the Lord like Peter did. We got to cry out. I wonder why. When did the church quit crying out to God? When lost people, when our lost loved ones are dying and going to hell by the horns, why did we quit appealing to God? Why have we quit crying out to God? Why are we afraid to use this altar? Why are we afraid to pray in our home? Why are we afraid to quit to cry out to God and ask Him for help? We've been trained in such a way that we've been so self-preserved that we think everything's okay and we got this. We don't. We cannot control the situations around us, but God can. He knows every situation. He knows every place. He has every plan, praise God. But he said he cried out, praise God. He appealed to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was desperate. He cried. Amen. But Kevin, I don't think when Peter began to sink, and he's probably about like me, amen, he began to sink. And when he began to sink, he didn't say, Lord, no. Water, you know, getting deeper. No, he didn't. I guarantee you. He said, Lord, save me. Amen. I wonder what happened today, young. I got the thing. If we got out and the church got again one more time with a burden on her heart and we cried out to God and we said, Lord, save us. Save us. Save us. Amen. From our dire position that we're in. He cried out, praise God. Cried out from his heart, I believe. Lord, It's amazing to me how many people that you see, especially out in construction. And they'll use the Lord's name in vain. They'll cuss in the Lord's name. Why do people not ever cuss in the devil's name? Huh? Why? If you're going to cuss, use the devil's name to cuss. If I'm going to cuss anything, I'd cuss the devil. Amen. But we don't need to cuss, pray God. We need to lift up the Lord. We need to cry out to God. Those people, pray God, they have no hope, but they need to cry out to the Lord. Cry out and ask God to help them, save them by the marvelous grace of God. His appeal that he made, he said, save. It was a personal appeal. Amen. It's personal. You know what's wrong with us? We don't have a personal appeal to God no more. We want a group, or we want a church, or we want a collective body to pray for us and talk to God for us. Amen. We don't want to go, and we do the same thing. Hello, we do the same thing in our families if we ain't careful. You fellas, if you ain't careful, we'll let mama or grandma do all the talking. Let her make the decision. We'll say, yeah, whatever she said. Amen, bro.
Amen.
Instead of having a personal appeal to them, say, you know what, I love you, and I want to see you do good. All of us, amen, together, praise God, collectively saying, you know what? To God be the glory. Amen. I'm talking about no room for doubting anything, but putting our trust and faith in the Lord in everything. Asking God to help us. Peter had a personal appeal. You know, how do I know that? Because he said, Lord, save me. Amen. You know, if we could come before the Lord like Peter did and say, Lord, I need help. Amen. I need help. My people need help. But praise God, at first, I can't help nobody. We can't help nobody till we help ourselves. Amen. A drowning man can't save nobody. Hello? I got messed up one time. And I could swim as long as I kept moving. And us fellas, I was in about sixth grade, and we was running up on this diving board. And we was running out, and we was bouncing up, you know, and we was diving in that water. And we was trying to dive and see who could dive down the deepest. And we was trying to dive down deep enough to touch the bottom before we come back up. And crazy me, I decided, well, if I got my hand straight down enough and I dove off that thing, and I pray God I'd go down deep enough so I could touch the bottom. Well, when I dove off that thing, I went down towards the bottom all right. But because I had such a rudder stuck out, praise God, it turned me over and I ended up upside down in the water, way down there somewhere. And I went to kicking and a thrash and finally got back to the top, and I didn't even know where the shore was. Amen. You said, preacher, it wasn't a shore, it was a swimming pool. Praise God, it might have been, well, been the ocean as far as I was concerned. Amen. And I was a thrashing and a splicing trying to figure out where I was. And next thing I know, this big old a lifeguard grabbed a hold of me by the scruff of the neck, went to dragging me in. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, if you can't swim, you need to stay off the diving board. Amen. Well, because I needed some help. Amen. But when I overextended myself, when I didn't know where I was at, praise God, I needed some help. And praise God, I never felt so good in my life when that big old hand grabbed a hold of me. Little old towhead boy, I wasn't big as a minute. He grabbed a hold of me, swung me over, and flung me up on the side of that swimming pool. Amen. I said, glory, hallelujah. But I thought he was my Savior. Amen. I know how Peter felt. Said, Lord, help. And he saved him. Brought him out of there. Praise God. He's bobbing. And the Lord brought him out of the water. Praise God. Put him in the boat. Why? Because of a personal appeal. He said, save me. That lifeguard came up to where I was and he saved me. I mean, I was a front runner. I'd eventually got to the shore. I was above water. But I was disoriented. I didn't have no idea where I was at. I won't say there's a whole lot of people, a whole lot of our people today is disoriented. They don't know where they're at. Amen. They got away from God. They got away from family. Got away from virtues. They got away from the conviction, and they don't know where they're at. And we need to come alongside them, praise God. We need to call them unto the Lord. Need to pray God. And when they cry out, we need to hear them, and we need to rescue them. Amen. Pull them under ourselves. Amen. How does that happen? It takes us. Amen. The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. The answer is that personal conviction. But the answer is the strong arm of Lord Jesus Christ. That's what'll save you. You can put your faith in that, praise God, without doubt. There's no room to doubt the mighty hand of God. Amen. Praise God. There's no room to doubt the mighty hand of God. The Bible says, verse 31, said, immediately, he cried out and said, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and he caught him. Amen. Jesus stretched forth his hand. Immediately, soon as Jesus said, Lord, save me. Immediately. You know what's wrong with us? We don't cry out. We don't cry out to the Lord. We don't cry out to the Lord, save us. Amen. So the Lord's hand's there. He's ready to. But he's waiting on us just to ask him, amen, for salvation. He's asking it. The strong arm of the Lord Jesus is there. Amen. It's there. It's able, it's capable to reach and get us and to pull us unto himself. But we just got to cry. There's no room for doubt in that. The Lord is there to help us. He said he called him and said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? What do you say? And I'm saying we can't let doubt come in. There's no room for doubt. Church, we've got to have our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today. We've got to believe that, praise God, whenever situations is going crazy and we can't, that he can. Amen. That he can. Amen. Because the Lord's able to overcome all the obstacles that we face. Amen. Sometimes we get to a point in this life to where we get to a place that we just feel like we can't. Amen. We do. We just get to where we feel like, well, I just can't go on. I remember Miss Ruby when she was in the nursing home. She'd had all this the back problems and stuff. And she just got there and she got to a point she just said she couldn't. She said, I just can't. She wasn't doing exercise. She wasn't doing rehab. She just wasn't doing it. She wasn't able. She come to the point that she couldn't. And I got there one day and I got down beside her. And I said, Miss Ruby, I said, what's my... She said, well, I just can't. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, did Jesus ever quit on you? And she said, well, no. I said, well, why are you quitting on him? He ain't told you he's through with you yet. So you can't quit on him. You know what she did? I went back over 2 days later, and she was just a smiling. Boy, she's beaming. Been kind of depressed for a few days. She was just a smiling ear to ear. And she said, I walked all the way down in the hallway today. And man, she is so proud of herself. A week later, she was walking from her room all the way to the exercise room on the next hallway. Amen. Why? Because just needed a little bit of faith, a little bit of encouragement. That's what we need, because we get discouraged. We begin to doubt our own ability. We begin to doubt that the Lord's there with us and he's promised to never leave us and always be there to help us. But we got to believe that. There's no room for doubt in that. See, you and I don't ever really, we don't know where we'll be before we leave this world. We don't know what situations we'll endure, what we'll face. But we've got to, with faith, nothing doubting, no room for doubting, just put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ right now, here today, and say, Lord, I'm not going to doubt you. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to put my trust in you all the way to the end. This way you take me out here to be with you. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord will say, hey, listen, don't doubt. Just believe, and you shall receive. He said, I'll scoop you out. He said, when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. The Lord bring you in that place of safety. He'll bring you in that place next to him. He'll bring you in that place where he shelter you from the storms. And he can encourage you, praise God. But it takes that strong arm of God to get you out there and bring you in. Amen. And when you get out, and to just keep bringing you in, pulling you unto himself. Because there'll be winds that's boisterous, there'll be waters that waves is crashing. But there's a God of heaven who's greater than all the tempest and the raging storms of this world. And He's able to, praise God, to just keep drawing us, pulling us into Himself. Amen. He said, He told them to get in the boat and go to the other side. And they were doing what He told them. Amen. But they run into a storm. Hey, we do what He tells, and we'll run into some storms. But there's the God of the storm that'll be there with us. Amen. He'll pull us unto Himself, and He'll say, "Peace, be still." And even though the storm may still be raging all around us, there'll be a sweet spot. I don't know about you, Brother Bill. I like those sweet spots. I like those sweet spots next to the Lord where He pulls us in. And I say, there's no room for doubting that those are there. Because I've been in many, many, many sweet spots with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When turmoil was all around us, all around me, God Almighty just pulled me in that sweet spot and held me in the storm. Praise God. That's what He does. And He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Oh, thou little faith." He says, no place for little faith. He said, "We got to have faith with nothing doubting." So we can't doubt. There's no room for doubt. We have to believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the answer, even in the storm. Amen. Praise His holy name. God, He knows exactly where you and I are, and He's there to help us. Praise God, in a relationship. And we can just worship Him and give Him praise and glory. Every time He brings us through a storm, we ought to be the shoutingest people that ever was, saying, "God delivers again." The Bible said He took them in a storm and the wind ceased, and said that when they were in the ship, they came and worshiped Him. They that were in the ship came and worshiped Him, saying, "Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God." He was then and He still is today. The same one that can pull us in out of the storm. Amen. Praise His holy name.